Conservative climate crisis. Reducing carbon dioxide emissions globally is essential to fighting the climate change crisis that threatens the planet. A new plan announced by departing Prime Minister Theresa May proposes dropping Britain's net carbon dioxide emissions to zero by 2050. But May's plans have already been torn apart by climate experts and campaigners. Professor Phil Taylor, head of engineering at Newcastle University, said the government's policy is way off the mark. Put simply, it doesn't have policies that come close to getting to that goal. The government already has a goal under the 2008 Climate Change Act to reduce UK emissions by 80% of 1990s levels by the year 2050. For that we need a 51% reduction by 2027, and the government is already off track to reach even that. The Conservatives are no leaders on fighting climate change, and their record shows it. They have pushed fracking on communities, increased our spending on fossil fuels, and cut incentives for green investment. Plus, senior Tories Andrea Leadsom, Michael Gove and Boris Johnson, all participants in the struggle for the top job of party leader and prime minister, have denied man-made climate change previously. With the Tories in power, we will make no progress towards the essential task of reducing our emissions and moving towards a green economy. The Conservative Party is wedded to the interests of capitalism, and capitalism has little interest in action on climate change that will harm profits. Oil companies and the biggest businesses have spent decades using their economic clout, political influence, propaganda, and deception to hold back changes that would harm their own interests and power. Critics of the new plan are already concerned the burden of fighting climate change will be put on the working class. The climate movement must instead coordinate with trade unions and organized workers to push the representatives of capitalism out of power and bring the working class to power with a program for a green and socialist transformation of our economy and society. Adam Harmsworth, Coventry.